Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have an awesome guest who is a jack of all trades, Paula Bollinger, who is a client service rep out of our Sioux Center location. Paula works with our Progenis team, Transova University, and is a big advocate and plays a big role in our Partnering with Practitioner program, the PWPs, and that is what we focus on today's episode.
I guess you would say that Paula is a master coordinator and communicator because her job very much relies on her being great at that aspect of her job because there's a lot of moving pieces from the top of Transova to the outside and the PWP world. So we appreciate her and her ability to do all of that.
Yeah, I don't know how Paula keeps from her head spinning just nonstop all day. Cause I mean, she's got a lot of responsibilities and a lot on her plate, but she does a great job of, like you said, Sarah, communicating and keeping things organized. And she's really taken this Partnering with Practitioner program by the horns and turned it into a special project and has really gone all out to onboard these practitioners that we decide to partner with and get them set up for success, which I think is extremely important, especially for them implementing a new service into their practice.
Yep. And Paula does a great job with all of that. And I think she does because you can tell she cares so much. Mm-hmm. And you get a very good glimpse of that in this episode because, yep, you know, she wears her heart on her sleeve and she cares so much. And so there she goes the extra mile for everybody internally, externally. And so she does a great job.
Yep, definitely. Well, we could gush about Paula all day, but we'll let you hear her interview with us today. And we will post her contact information in the podcast information. And so if you have questions or you want to get a hold of Paula, all of that will be there. So without further ado, here is Paula Bollinger.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have with us Paula Bollinger, and she is a client service representative and she offices out of our Sioux Center, Iowa location. Paula's roles, though, kind of are more than just client service rep. And so we'll let her talk a little bit about that self. Paula, why don't you introduce yourself and maybe explain to everybody kind of all of the aspects of your role within Transova?
Wonderful. Thanks, ladies, for having me. I work through several different portions of Transova. So one of the roles that I work with is I work with our Partnering with Practitioners. We also call them PWPs as an acronym that we throw around here. So I work with our partners and I work with Transova University with training those partners. And then when we work with those partners, I do all of their daily scheduling. I answer their questions. I help them help their clients. So that's a portion of the job that I do here at Transova.
Awesome. And how long have you been with Transova, Paula?
I have been with Transova for 9 years. I actually started in our accounting office and worked there for several years before transitioning into client service.
Cool beans. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was going to say, if you recognize Paula's name, it could be from the accounting department way back when. So I'm glad you brought that up. Paula, you just hit the tip of the iceberg on all of your responsibilities and the people that you work with. Maybe tell us, what does a typical day look like for you? And I know that it really depends on the day and the week, but maybe just a general idea.
Sure. Yeah. So when I first came in the office in the morning and throughout the entire day, I help answer phones as the phone calls come in and help with our clients. But for most of the part, like the first part of my day, I start with, we have the fresh shipments of the fresh embryos coming out. So I work with the clients who have those embryos coming out and make sure that we ship to them or send it with a courier with which they prefer to do, which embryos they need to go, what we need to freeze. I'll take phone calls on when we have to schedule donors and answer questions about their donors, whether we should run stimulated or unstimulated. will make shipments for those clients. If they want embryos or semen, they have inventoried here, shipped out, or I work with them on shipping things in. I work with our internal clients on communicating what the clients want and how we need to accomplish that. I communicate with all the labs that we work with. So it's just a variety of things. I tell everybody I come in usually with two or three things on my list, and typically I get one done and add three or four more. So it's a pretty typical day for client service, but it's super enjoyable to be able to work with clients and to help them with their success.
It sounds like from all those things you just listed, you have to be the queen of communication and coordination. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Definitely. Being organized is very helpful in getting things done. So I tell everybody, I keep my little notebook next to me and I make notes and I mark them off as I go, just so I tend not to forget things for clients.
And I know you do a great job of being organized, so that you do well in that role. Earlier, you mentioned that you work with what we call our Partnering with Practitioners program, or for short, and you know, internally, especially, we call it the PWP program. Why don't you explain a little bit about what that program is and what that all entails?
Sure. So what we do is we work with large animal practitioners that tend to share our same fundamental values that Transova was built on. And we will train those of them practitioners to do the collections and their embryologists to search those oocytes and get those to our lab, where we'll do the fertilization for them. So the system is great because those practitioners get to gain valuable skills that they may not normally get. And they're able to offer that cutting edge reproductive services that might not otherwise be able, they might not able be able to provide for their clients. And for the clients, it's really helpful because they get that cutting edge technology closer to home than what they may be to our satellites or any of our locations. And so we get to provide as Transova the resources and answer the questions that they have. So it's just a great program to be able to extend what Transova normally offers to people that are in areas where we can't really always service. And so it's an awesome program, and our practitioners love to be able to work with us and have the abilities to work with our labs.
The PWP program is a great asset in addition to our toolbox that Transova already offers. And one of the things I will add to your question is a lot of our clients already have relationships with these practitioners and have that trust developed, that, you know, being able to help them add these services to their practice already, the clients can use that practitioner that they already trust rather than having to meet somebody from Transova that's brand new, or, you know, have somebody that's never been to their farm come to them, which I think is another benefit to the program.
Yeah, that's an awesome point. Yeah, those clients really trust their practitioners, and I think that's an awesome way for them to get to expand their programs.
Paula, how do PWPs, the Partnering with Practitioners, differ from a satellite center? And I think you kind of hit on, you know, how they fit into our system, but I think people get confused between them and a satellite center.
Correct. So with a satellite center, our practitioners and embryologists go to those farms and do the collections there and bring the oocytes to our lab. With a PWP or partner, they actually do the collections themselves. Their own embryologist searches it, and then they send those to our lab. Another difference is with a satellite center, our teams here at Transova does all of the billing for that, where with a Partnering with Practitioner, all the billing goes through the partner. So the partner bills the clients and Transova bills the PWP for the work that they do. So there's a few differences there. Some of our partners have the clients go to their practices where they have their own shoots and labs. Other places travel to the farms. So it's each partner is a little bit different, but they do the exact same thing that Transova does. It's just in a different way.
You've mentioned some of the benefits for a practitioner to work with Transova. And obviously one of those is that they learn a new skill, and they have, you know, without having to build this state-of-the-art lab in order to process it, because that's what Transova kind of brings to the table. You know, they have the relationship and we bring the lab, so to speak. What other benefits are there for a practitioner to work with Transova from your perspective?
Great question. The practitioners get access to our practitioners here and to our teams here to answer any questions that they may have. We have a system of bulls that we have worked with in our system, and we can help clients make those decisions with the practitioner on bull choices, whether they work or don't work in our system, and what the client's bulls are. They also have access to all of our technologies here, which is just a great asset to things. So those are a lot of, and then the client service representatives, their access to them. Transova was built on our relationships. And so we just extend our relationship to our partners with practitioners who can extend it on to our client, to their clients as well.
You forgot the benefit of getting to work with you too, because you're a key exactly. part of that program. So that is a major selling point. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, our partners, some of the partners in the Great Plains area get to work with me. Several of the other partners get to work with other client service reps across the country. So it's just a great program to have. And I have great coworkers who do an awesome job as well.
Yeah, I think you guys all work very well together to get the PWPs up and going and then maintaining that. But Paula, you are the one that kind of gets them, you know, once they've signed on, you get them started and going. So we appreciate all the work that you do with that. How many PWPs do you know off the top of your head that we have right now?
I believe we currently have 27 across the country for our bovine. I do believe we have some small ruminant as well, but we have for sure 27 on board, and we're always looking to expand the business and grow it. So I tell other people, if you're interested in becoming a partner with us, definitely reach out to any of the client service representatives in the area. We will talk with you and make sure that your values align with our values. We'll come do a farm visit to make sure, or a place where you're going to collect a visit. So just so we have an idea of what you're looking at and make sure that what you have will work for the system that we have going on. And then we'll sign contracts. I did forget to mention that one of the benefits with working with us is they get access to some of the supplies that we have. We can help with the cost of that. And so then we work with partners to set up and make sure they have all the supplies they need to work with us. If they have never done an aspiration before, that is totally fine. We work with Transova University and get them in for about 3 days of training, send you back home, do your training, just do some practicing cows until you get a good amount underneath. We'll set a good amount for you. And once that's done, then our team will come back on farm. We can collect donors at that time and just make sure that everything that we taught you is still sticking correctly, and make sure that your questions are, the partners' questions are answered. And then we just roll from there.
You brought up a kind of a key component of that, and maybe something we should have put on your list of questions, but and you covered Transova University. Tell me like how those two programs mesh together with the partnering with practitioners in Transova University. How do they work, you know, symbiotically, I guess?
Sure. Yep. So Transova University was created to help not only train our own vets and embryologists for the work that we do here, but to train those partners that are looking to do the work. So Transova University helps to train in the skills that is needed to do an aspiration and all of the techniques that go with that, as well as for the embryologists and all the techniques that go with searching for oocytes and for embryos and for freezing and that, those type of situations. And so we, Transova University, is usually really busy with training our own team members, which is awesome, but we are happy to bring in others. Some of our partners that have gone through training with us will always come for even just a refresher or to touch base and make sure that their skills are still up to what they want them to be, or if they want to expand their skills, they can reach out to us as well.
Perfect. And I'm glad that, Sarah, you asked that question, because I think that's a good lead in to a future episode that we're going to be recording with the whole TOGU team. And we'll get some more in-depth information about that, which I'm glad that you guys brought that up. Paula, what does a successful day look like for you?
If you've listened to previous podcasts from Renee Shephelt, she is my manager, and she is very much into having a personal motto and living by that motto. And so I've been working with her on honing my skills. And so for me, it's to discover daily, live with purpose, and inspire others. And so my goal with working with Transova has always been to meet the needs of our clients and to help and grow their goals and their farms and what they want. And so for me, a successful day is going through my day and just finding at least one of those perfect things that happened in a day where I helped a client meet their goals, or I inspired them to do something different or to take a risk, because as we all know, farming and working with genetics is very risky. But when I see those clients succeed, or I see that they're excited about what they want to do, that is a really successful day for me, is watching others succeed.
You've talked about what you like about kind of your role and what a good day looks like for you. What about working for Transova kind of in general? What's your favorite part about that or the company? And, you know, you've been in a couple different roles, so maybe you have different answers for each, but just kind of what you enjoy about that.
I could probably talk all day about Transova. I tell everybody I bleed the red and black all the time. So when I started looking for positions in this area, I wanted a company that had awesome values, and Transova has awesome values, but not just only that has the values, but that actually lives the values. And that is one difference that I found in a lot of companies, is Transova's team members and everybody that works here lives the values. And so when they talk about Transova being, they talk about our client service and how we are, that's what sells people on Transova. It's because we work with the best of the best, which is so awesome. And we get to do it with our family. I call Transova my family. When Transova says that they are family to all of us.
And your family to us too, Paula.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but we have some of the very, very best people that work for Transova. And Paula, you're absolutely one of them. And that, and the whole client service team, and Renee does a great job because she's made it a family. And you guys, you can tell that when we talk to you guys, and, or, you know, when clients talk to you, it's just very apparent. And so we appreciate that, and we appreciate you.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, when clients call and ask for advice, I always tell them, if it was my cow, this is what I would do. Cause that's how I look at everything we do with our clients, is if it was my money, if it was my clients, if it was my cow, that's how we look at things here. And so when clients struggle, we struggle. Like, that's hard for us. But when clients succeed, it is like a party.
Yeah. You guys, well, I think it's not just the client service team, but everybody in Transova, we feel the wins just as much as we feel the defeats, I guess, you know, or yeah, the losses, or the bad results or whatever. We feel all of that, which I think makes our team special. And, you know, going back to the family aspect, I mean, we're at the drop of a hat, we're all, you know, willing to step in and help each other, which I think is very unique with our team, from top to bottom. Definitely everybody's willing to help out.
Yeah. When we talk about, when at Transova, when we talk about clients, we have not just our external clients, but we also have our internal clients, which is our team members. And so we're always watching out for our team members. And sometimes that puts client service in a little bit of a pickle, because we're trying to please our clients and we're trying to please our team members as well. And so we have to play that balance line with them, but we want to do what's best for everybody. And so when we talk about, you know, when clients come to us and say they just love being part of Transova, I just consider them part of the family. And that's what I think is great. And so our partners have talked about that. Our partners with practitioners are so excited to be part of that family atmosphere, and they want to extend that onto their clients. So it's just, it's awesome to see that grow every time we sign a new one on.
Such a win-win.
It is definitely a win-win.
Well, Paula, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd wanted to cover? Maybe things that you wanted to say and we haven't asked you?
As if people have listened to other previous podcasts, we've talked about our Transova Summit and the summit that we have for our team members to get together and touch base and do that cross communication. And I am so excited for a future partnering with practitioner summit that we get to offer for our partners, that we get to meet with them. I feel sometimes like when we sign them on, they're in their own areas and in their own worlds, and sometimes they feel a little disconnected. And so my goal was with the PWP summit is to gather them all together, and so we can touch base and feel like they're part of that family of Transova, and make that an annual thing for them to be able to attend and feel connected and refresh up on their skills or ask questions or just keep that connection going. So I'm super excited for that to come in February.
Yeah, that will be an awesome event because I know every time we have the summit, we have PWPs that want to come and we're like, oh, I can't, sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have a dedicated event just for them and that, you know, they have all the time that they need to ask the questions and get the feedback that they want and, you know, get to talk to Transova people one-on-one and, you know, have that dedicated time to them, which I think is beneficial.
Exactly. Yeah. We're so excited about it. We're going to hold it in Sioux Center this year, just so some of our partners that have never been here can come in and see the labs and see what they're working with. But going forward, we'll look at it and see what we want to do. But I'm excited for our partners. I know some of our partners are super excited to be able to come and touch base with each other and with the team here. So we're super excited.
Sounds like it'll be a great event. And I'm sure it'll be something that continues year after year. And we'll get to talk about it again on another future podcast about, you know, past summits and future summits and all the great things that go with that.
That'd be great. But that's all I really had for you ladies today. I'm super excited. If anybody is interested in our PWP program or wondering where they're at, so you can go to the website and look for the locations on there, or you can reach out to me at Transova. I'm happy to answer any questions or talk to anybody about our PWP program. It's one of my favorite things I get to do with working at Transova. So,
perfect. So if you're interested, call Paula, right?
Exactly.
We will put your number in the podcast info, the office, not your cell phone.
That works. Okay.
Well, thank you, Paula, so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure getting to chat with you and talk about our partnering with practitioner program. It's still newer to all of us that I think it was good to kind of get that overview, and now people know, and we'll get to dive into some more of the training aspect with TOGU here in a couple weeks. So thanks again. And I'm sure we'll have you on again as long as this wasn't too painful.
No, thank you so much. I had a great time doing this and I'm super excited. And thanks ladies for letting me share one of my passions with Transova.
Thank you, Paula. We appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks, Paula.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.